Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Do I Teach Innovation in Online or Hybrid Courses? Let's dive in. You think distance learning killed innovation? Think again. While physical separation challenges traditional collaborative methods, digital spaces actually amplify innovation strategies, turning screens into windows of unlimited creative possibility for educators ready to reimagine their approach. Let me start with curiosity cultivation in digital spaces. Instead of traditional turn and talk, try asynchronous curiosity boards where students post burning questions, then build on each other's inquiries over time. Use breakout rooms for rapid-fire what-if sessions that capture wild ideas without judgment. Create digital wonder walls using collaborative platforms where questions evolve throughout your entire course. Here's what research tells us. Studies show students construct deeper knowledge when they can revisit, revise, and build upon ideas. Exactly what digital platforms enable. Asynchronous discussion threads mirror real innovation cycles: ideation, reflection, iteration, and refinement. Virtual environments reduce social anxiety, allowing quieter voices to contribute bold ideas they might never share in person. Try this tactical takeaway, the innovation artifact assignment. Students create one shareable digital artifact, video, infographic, podcast, prototype photo, demonstrating their innovative solution. Peer gallery walks happen via shared digital spaces where students leave feedback using creative prompts. Time-delayed responses actually improve thoughtfulness and depth of peer engagement. Let me share a real example. A high school biology teacher moved from traditional lab reports to biomimicry innovation challenges via video submissions. Students filmed themselves testing nature-inspired solutions to everyday problems in their own homes. The virtual showcase allowed global experts to provide feedback, expanding learning beyond classroom walls. The result? Higher engagement, more creative solutions, and authentic connections to real-world innovation processes. This week, replace one traditional assignment with a digital innovation challenge. Give students a real problem, access to collaborative online tools, and the freedom to document their creative process through whatever digital medium speaks to them. Innovation isn't about being in the same room, it's about being in the same mindset. When we teach students to collaborate, create, and iterate across digital spaces, we're preparing them for a future where the most groundbreaking innovations happen between minds that may never meet in person. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.